This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Welp.
Here we are.
Day. Woo!
Woo! You're not going to say anything? Okay. Tia, hey.
I didn't know if there was going to be a big thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like the first, like, it was the show started and you're here.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Erica. Yay!
Yay! I thought maybe you guys were going to like pretend like I wasn't here and then be like, hey, guess what? I don't know. We didn't talk about it.
No, we don't talk on this show. We just turn the mics on and we go.
We barely get to look him in the eyes. Talk to him.
What are you doing?
That's a joke. Now he's really looking at me in the eyes. I don't like that.
Okay.
It's not better.
Well, it's a good thing we got somebody to replace you on the show.
Oh, no.
Yes. So Erica has joined the show. She's from far away. You're going to get to know her. Like, we've tussled with the idea of, like, do we just sit here and, like, talk to you today the whole show and go, like, tell us when you were born
no.
and tell us what, like, we're just
so
boring.
Your life history. Yeah.
Right. So it's just, like, slowly but surely, Tiak and Aaron kind of came onto the show, and then we learned.
We used to go by slowly and surely.
Yes.
But, like, he was surely.
I hate you guys.
You guys are on a roll.
You're going to get to know Erica because she's got a longer contract than anybody in the room. I think that's probably true.
Only because I signed it after you guys because I was the most recently hired.
So Erica is a new show member and welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Here's your trial by fire.
Oh.
We're now going to talk about, hey, this is, I just want to say this, 100%. Sometimes weird topics come up on the show, and I don't want you to think that the two boys in the room always make it, oh, let's do poop topic today. Let's talk about poop.
Well, Aaron, have you tried to talk about poop recently?
Not recently, because the last time that that was a topic, I was not here. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, today's topic is Aaron's idea.
It is.
What is it, Aaron?
Barf.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Erica.
Because I said, let's go all the way.
I digress.
All right, so we're doing, you want to hear people's barf stories, and it, is it because you have a...
I've been holding on to a story since the first time we met Erica, which was...
Hold up, this is an Erica story?
It is.
Wait. I don't think I barfed.
Well, I mean,
she didn't smell that bad.
She came into town and, like, a little behind the scenes, we did some, like, practice breaks, whatever. We went and got dinner at Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
Ooh, dinner. Did we eat?
We ate a lot.
Yeah. We did?
And we ate
so
a lot
much.
Of different
oh,
things.
Oh, that's right. There was, like, a record label guy there that we tried to get to pay for it.
Yeah. He didn't. That's
we
didn't. Okay.
I went hog wild. We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. They brought out, like, separate gluten-free bread for me. We had tuna tartare or beef
deviled
tartare.
Eggs. Oh my God, we had deviled eggs.
So many deviled eggs.
Because they misunderstood and they brought like three orders of deviled eggs.
Yes.
We had like four dozen
deviled eggs. We had the tater tots. We all had drinks. Like it was so much.
If this has to do with all those things being mixed in one of our stomachs, I don't want the rest of the story.
I had to unbutton my pants on the drive home. And I am driving and I'm like, I don't feel too good. And so I'm just like cruising. I'm like, I need to call someone. I need a distraction because I'm going to throw up.
No.
So I call this dude that I'm seeing and I'm just like, he thought it was really cute. He just thought I wanted to chat with him. I'm like, please.
You're trying to get talked down off
yes,
the ledge.
Yeah. And it's just getting worse and worse. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to throw up. I'm on Hampton. And I go to puke out my window.
No, you don't.
My window's rolled up.
Aaron!
Oh, no.
And so it goes all over my window, in the cracks of it, in my vents, on my steering wheel, on my dashboard, on my clothes.
It's such a surprising moment, too. Because yes. You're like, I am getting this away from me, yeah. And it's not going anywhere.
Why didn't you roll down the window?
I don't know. And so I like hang up on the guy because I'm like, I don't want him to hear me puking.
It's splattering
everywhere.
And you can't.
You can't do anything.
It's much like a
projectile?
Katana.
Yeah.
And it's when it's coming. Like you can't
stop it.
There's no Kegel muscle to stop vomit.
Well, your brain.
You can't stop. No, you can't.
Yeah. Like, once it's up, it was so much that like I couldn't swallow it back down.
And it was all double day.
This was months ago that Erica came to town, like six months ago.
If you look at my car window, there are still lines every time I roll down the window because I think there's still in the door.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I hate to tell you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Lovely service of Ocean Prime. We had a great time. Oh, my God.
I love Ocean Prime, and it was not their fault.
It wasn't at all. No, I was just so gluttonous.
Can I just say, barfing deviled eggs would be one of the worst things? Because theirs are like 4 inches tall because they like fluff
truffles. Yes. Yeah. That was the problem.
There was
too many deviled eggs.
Yeah.
You guys would have stuck to the bread like I did. Yeah. You wouldn't be in this spot.
All right. So here's the deal. If you have a barf story, this is where we want you to call in. We can disguise you. We have VD. Mm-hmm. If you have a barf story, call and tell yours. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Erica?
Yeah.
Do you have a vomit
There's
story?
There's no scenario where anyone tops what Erin just told us. I have a barf story.
Okay, well, let's go.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm part Jewish. And this is where we begin.
I don't know how that relates in any way, shape, or form.
We're going to get there in a second. Okay. So one night in high school, I believe what happened was that my parents were out of town. They were split up. So I was like on my own. I decided to make matzo ball soup. But then the problem is I then proceeded to go out with my friends because like mom and dad were gone, right? I am in my best friend's car. She was sober. She was driving me home. And I look at her and I say, I'm going to throw up matzo ball soup right now. And we pulled over on the side of the road and matzo balls came out.
Ew.
You could still see them.
They're already soggy. You know?
Yeah, they're made to throw up.
They're almost like bouncy balls, down and back up.
Yeah, but softer to make it an easy experience.
Did she hold your hair? Did she do the friendship thing?
She was laughing so hard. She was driving like her brother's truck, and I'm just in the corner of it, just out on
the
road.
You were able to get it outside the vehicle.
I did, and that's why I'm so horrified.
Yeah,
by the lines on your window to this day.
Okay. All right. Hack, if you have a story, we'll have to get to it in a moment.
Okay. No, I have stories.
Was yours alcohol related, Erica?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like 17.
So it was matzah and like peach schnapps or something?
Matzah and probably remember the like UV blue?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, it would have been raspberry Smirnoff. That's what we drank. Yep. Ew.
All right. If you got a good... I won't make it through many.
That sound effect, the end, is
you know what that sound
so
is?
It's so chunky.
It's the splatter against a window is what it is. You can hear it like going, whap, 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 whap.
The eggs.
All right, if you've got a barf story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's some problems in the studio. Erin, you all right?
Yeah, my chair got stuck.
You gonna barf or are you
no,
good?
No, I'm good.
All right. We're looking for your barf stories, and there's a class action lawsuit forming for Erin's story.
Someone texted in a really gross one. They said, I remember chasing vodka with milk. And then I remember.
What?
And then I remember later puking in the gutter. Never use milk as a chaser.
Who would?
I don't know.
They deserved that.
What?
They deserved that.
What? What? Okay. Okay. Jason?
Yay.
Barf, what you got?
Okay, so in college, some friends came down to visit me. and I had eaten George Foreman chicken breast and a bunch of spaghetti. We get back from being out at the bars, and I projectile vomit all over my apartment, like all over the place, all the way to the bathroom. Totally disgusting.
Pasta, chicken. Pasta, what sauce? What sauce was on the pasta? Was it like Alfredo?
Red sauce.
Huh?
It was college, so it was just straight out of the jar. You know?
Right. Oh, jarred sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so I go immediately to bed. Wake up the next morning, just like there's no way I've got to deal with this. And my apartment is spotless. It's all clean. My friend woke up in the morning and assumed that it was him. And
Oh, that's the best.
He cleaned it. It was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Sonia.
Yay.
Barf.
I went to a party and I got pretty wasted and I was barfing. And as I was barfing, this guy I had a crush on from high school was hitting on me.
Okay. While you're barfing?
Weird on his part.
Have you? Yeah, never mind. There's just a. It sounds bad, but like sometimes.
Are you gonna say that you have a barfing fetish?
Because sometimes you've been drinking together and you're both really tipsy and you're just like, I was really thinking about making out with you, and like when you're done barfing.
No.
No, that's gross. It's not the first time I got hit on while vomiting.
You must be hot.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you sound hot enough to... I have made out with somebody right after they barfed.
Ugh.
I got him a toothbrush.
Sure.
Joey.
Yay.
Barf.
So it wasn't me that barfed, it was me that had to clean it up. I was working security at a restaurant downtown, and somebody was using the ladies' restroom. A lady was using the ladies' restroom and was doing restroom stuff, but had been really drunk and was putting on her makeup and dropped her compact in the toilet just before turning around and throwing up. So unfortunately, we had to empty the toilet of multiple different types of body fluids.
Oh, no.
In order to get the compact out of the exit valve. In order to clean it out.
Well, it can't flush.
Yeah.
She's not going to use it, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I was over here going, buy a new compact for this woman.
Yeah.
No, they would clog the toilet.
Yeah, but can't you just put something else down in there?
Do you know what a compact is?
It's like, yeah, but can't, like a claw?
It's plastic. You know, oh, a claw, maybe.
So what'd you use to get everything out? I don't know. I don't think I've... Never mind. No. I don't think I want to know. Never mind. Michelle.
Yes.
Yay. Barf.
Yeah, so I was underage drinking with friends of mine. We were at a party, and I was the DD. So we left the party. My best friend, I was driving her car. She got schmammered on apple puckers. And like Aaron, she got really car sick on our drive home, and she tried to vomit out the window, completely missed. Got it all
there's sometimes you just don't
car.
Think about rolling down the window.
I don't think she had the time to think about it and process it, to be honest.
It should be, if you're barf mode,
the window should be down
for the air. You should be like a Dalmatian, like you should be taking on air. And being prepared for, like, especially if you've had apple pucker, which is like
what is
the
apple pucker?
It's like a schnapp. It's like a green. It's like,
yeah, you like add it to stuff, don't you?
Yeah,
like,
or you can just make a straight up vodka apple.
Shooting it straight. Oh, yeah, okay. It was disgusting. So now the smell of it makes me want to barf till this day, and it's been like 20 plus years.
Because you're never gonna get that smell out of your car. It's like rancid apple pucker barf smell.
My favorite part is how she said, like Aaron. Like, imagine now Aaron's claim
to fame. It's a common thing, I swear.
Trying to throw up in my car, you know, like Aaron.
Autumn.
Yay.
Barf.
Yay. Yeah, so I went to a bar and met some guy there, and we just started taking a couple of shots together, and then we proceeded to decide to go to another bar, and on the way there, we decided to smoke a little marijuana.
Oh, yeah, don't mix.
Yeah, I found that out real quick. We got there, and I remember sitting at the bar and putting my head down, and he got up to change the music, and I proceeded to just vomit all over the top of the bar.
Oh, wow. No.
His music choice was that.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see him again?
She's gone. She's probably barfing.
We'll never know.
Celine?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How's
hi.
Going?
Hi.
Hello.
Barf.
Yes. So, hi. This was a couple years ago now, but I'm pretty sure I had, like, cooked myself, like, a tikka masala lunch or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what went wrong, but I was, like, on a dating app, and one of the most attractive, like, he was a model. He was from L.A. Like, it was, and I am like, oh, my God, this is happening. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to vomit all over this man.
On the hot guy? Don't vomit on the hot guy.
Thank God I don't. I'm like, I literally say, excuse me, sorry, I gotta go vomit. And so I go to my bathroom and I vomit and I come back and it's like the walk of shame with my tail in between my legs.
Hey, baby.
Let's pick up where we left off.
Slackerwood.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.